I don't know what it was like when you were growing up, but when we had a project for school, you could do two things. One, you could consult your local encyclopedia. At home, there was either like the Collier's Encyclopedia or there was the Encyclopedia Britannica. Or if you needed more extensive information, you would go off to your local library. When I think about those libraries, I can draw on that smell. It's absolutely incredible. And you know, we think about, well, I certainly think about what's happened to our libraries. Are they being maintained? Are people still using them? And I found out that actually, yeah, people are still using libraries. And the Johannesburg City Library is about to reopen, which I am so excited about. So, a City of Johannesburg spokesperson, Ntasi Modikgwana, is joining me right now. How are you?
Hi, Kathy, and let me also greet the listeners.
Thank you, and thank you so much. I am so excited about this because I thought that libraries were gone, that they were done.
No, Kathy, we are also delighted from the city side because it has been a project that has given us so much challenges in terms of dealing with the structural issues. Because of the history of the building itself and
Yes.
the old architecture and so forth.
Yes.
However, we've been saying there are other just over 80 libraries spread across. But however, people would prefer your Joburg Central Library because of the extensive collection that it has. It's a unique type of a library. And as you correctly said in your intro, when you do like extensive research and so forth, you would want to go to a place where you would find everything in that building.
Amazing. Is there still room for libraries?
Yes, in our mind, yes, we know that there is still room for libraries because some of the existing libraries are still being used. However, we are also cognizant of the new emerging trends. Hence, our libraries are now trying to evolve as well
Yes.
to be able to be accommodative to the new e-learning approaches. For example, most of our libraries currently, as we speak, they have free Wi-Fi for people to connect on the line and do some work. And some of the material in the library has been digitized so that people are able to access it without even having to physically move into a building. So we are moving slowly in that direction as well, so that people can be able to access a library anytime without having to drive to a building itself.
What is the benefit of having an actual building when so much of what we need and do is available online? And I'm not asking because there's obviously a value. I just need to be told so that I can understand it, so that I can understand it.
Kathy, you know, some of our people or some of the individual characteristics
Yeah.
are really aligned to being attached to a particular space
Right.
because of one, the smell of that place
It's
itself,
true.
two, the view, the architecture inside, the designs and so forth, and also the quietness of such space. Because in recent times we're living in a little bit noisy space environment where once you're sitting maybe somewhere in a cafe wanting to go through a book, there is some background music that is playing and so forth. Some people prefer the old way where it's quiet and they can smell the furniture and the books themselves, because there's a particular smell that you get when you enter into a library like the Johannesburg City Library.
Right. So when is the actual opening? When is that due?
The opening, we are targeting to open it on the 9th of August
mm-hmm.
To coincide with a very important day.
Yes, Women's Day.
Women's Day in our calendar, but also it coincides as well with celebrating the 90th birthday of the building itself, which is on the 6th of August. So that week is a week that is set aside for us to be able to go in there on Women's Day and officially open the second phase of the library.
Mm. Tatisi, when did the library close?
The library closed 3 years ago, Kathy.
Okay.
There were a number of challenges in that space because you had to, one, make sure that you, as you do a renovation, you also consult your heritage organization so that you don't tamper with the heritage elements and so forth. So everything had to be done meticulously.
Right.
Hence, it took time and people were very frustrated with us. And it's very understandable from the city side. And we want to sincerely apologize to residents of Johannesburg, but we feel that it was a worthwhile exercise so that we get everything right.
Okay, wonderful. So while you're consulting with the heritage consultants, you know, as to what tiles and things you can have there, you know, and how they have to be in the parquet flooring and all of that.
They have very, because of historic heritage sites, historic buildings, you can't, there are certain amendments that you cannot just do on your own, just to say, I know, I want it to look like this. You have to make sure that some of the original structures are preserved as they are.
Yeah. Will there be places where there can be corporate functions there? Or is that not on the cards?
No, it's not on the card.
Not
on the cards for the library.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ntatisi. Have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Kathy, for the opportunity.
Always welcome. That's Ntatisi Modingwane, the City of Johannesburg spokesperson, talking about the reopening of the Johannesburg City Library.